Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Persian love poetry sounds pretty romantic. Is the show all roses and heartfelt hugs?
Oh, no. I mean, look, it wants to be, you know, because we all want those gooey, warm feelings. But of course, you know, these performers, they share an Afghan Hazara heritage. So they come from a Persian-speaking culture. And they've experienced so much, you know, in their everyday lives. Like, you know, what they offer the audience is kind of like a poetry salon, and it's also like a self-improvement seminar. So they kind of take you from, you know, those first glimmerings of infatuation when you're children through to the kind of really heavy risk-taking of, you know, older teenagers, young people in their 20s, through to, you know, love of family, spiritual love, a love for fellow human beings that drives you towards social action and social justice campaigning. So they cover all the bases. And they do that by sharing stories from their lived experience, which is sometimes very kind of, you know, sweet, sometimes very sad. And then everything's kind of counterpointed with, you know, poems from the classical Persian tradition. So, you know, we hear about two young lovers meeting on the rooftops of Kabul, you know, neighbouring houses. They're up on the terrace, separated by a great big mud brick wall, barely able to touch hands. It's real Romeo and Juliet stuff. She's Tajik, he's Hazara. She's Sunni Muslim, he's Shia. She's got a very scary dad. You know, they're meeting at midnight. It's, you know, things could go wrong. So you kind of, there's lots of stories that I think the audience will go, oh, I recognize those feelings, but I don't know what it would be like to live those feelings in that context. And then, of course, there's stories of their transition to living in Australia, you know, like the incredible differences that they experience. You know, what's it like to be cruising around the bazaar in Kabul trying to meet someone versus hanging out in Sydney? And so it's, yeah, I think there's something for everyone. And there's, like we say in that tagline that you just read out, there is a verse for every condition of the human heart. And that's what the poets are there to show us, and that's what the performers bring.
Can you tell us a bit about the performers themselves, a bit about the actors?
Yeah, so they're absolutely amazing, gorgeous, calm, sophisticated, relaxed performers. Bibi Gulmosavi and Jawad Yakubi both have, you know, performed in youth ensembles and Jawad performed in a show by PYT Fairfield that was a smash hit at the Sydney Festival a couple of years ago called Tribunal. Mahdi Mohammadi trained as a theatre director and a film director at the University of Kabul. So they kind of have different levels of experience in terms of formal theatre making. But to be honest, for me as a director working with them, the thing's the real joy is they have other lives outside of the arts. You know, so whether that's working on building sites or working in, you know, social work, which Bibi does, or, you know, so they, like, making theatre is something that they do for the joy and the satisfaction of it. But they live, you know, their lives, they're not jobbing actors. They're people who are working all kinds of jobs and then come to the theatre with this kind of passionate desire to make art. They all share an Afghan Hazara heritage. So, you know, they have had the experience of being refugees, but in this show, they're artists. You know, that's the most important thing, because, like, you know, no refugee ever arrives in a place empty-handed. They have brought so much culture with them. And so the show, in a way, is a chance for them to share that with an audience and say, you know, here's what we've got to offer. And you, anyone, whether you're from a Persian-speaking background living in Sydney or you're a monolingual English speaker, it doesn't matter. There's something for everyone to connect with through that culture. Yeah. Mm.
And as a show's director, you obviously need to read through the show and get the feel for what the performance is about. How'd you go about immersing yourself in the play?
Oh, so look, it's very much created from the experiences of the performers. And their culture is not my culture. You know, I'm from an Irish, Australian, you know, very white, middle-class kind of background. But I've done a lot of documentary-style theatre-making in community settings. So my job is really more to be like a curator and to work out with the performers, what is it that you want to say? What is it that you want to share? But it's been very driven by them. And it's to be honest, it's a show that's been made off the back of kind of hospitality. Like Mardi, Jawad and Bibi come to my house and I cook a meal for them, or I go to their house and they cook. And then we literally sit down on the carpet like you would in a Persian-speaking household, sit down, sit around, start reading poetry, start listening to songs on YouTube, start doing a bit of dancing. They start telling stories. I start transcribing. So they've kind of inducted me a little bit into the culture. And so I guess in that sense, I'm just trying to be a stand-in for the audience. Like, what does the audience need to know in order to understand some of the language and the poetry? So the show's bilingual. And, you know, what kind of points of contact can we give for an audience who doesn't, you know, hasn't lived in the streets of Kabul, hasn't grown up in Tehran, in Iran, hasn't, you know, lived in Quetta in Pakistan, isn't from Auburn, isn't from Fairfield, isn't from Maryland. You know, what points of connection can you give them? But they teach me the stuff. Like, it's amazing what these performers do. Poetry is so much in every part of their everyday world. So Mardi and Jawad, you know, they're working on building sites all the time, but they will send text messages with poetry to friends and family back home, you know, to sort of say, oh, you know, like, I heard you're having some problems in your relationship. Just want to let you know I'm thinking of you. Maybe these verses from Rumi will help or whatever. That was kind of the big eye-opener for me when they started talking about how much poetry is part of their everyday life. Because my education in Australia was that poetry is some sort of, you know, highfalutin thing that's kind of elite culture. But for them, it's poetry is kind of like a framework within which you can try to understand better your feelings and try to understand better what is it you want to do with your life. So that's what's been exciting for me is them taking me on the journey. And then, yeah, the event for the audience is kind of like a soiree or a salon where, you know, it's just an extension of the lounge room, really, in which we've been making the show. So everyone's sitting around the carpet. Everyone's sharing stories. Everyone's engaging with song, poetry, dance, anecdotes from lived experience.
Yeah. And so can we bring the kids, or is this more of an adult affair?
Oh, I think I wouldn't bring your kids. I'd bring your, I think we've said from 12 up. There's nothing, you know, too, like, you know, there are sad stories there, but there's nothing too, that would freak out a, you know, as someone who's in between, you know, 10 to 12, 13, 14. I guess, you know, I go by the fact that my kids have seen work in progress versions of the show and they just loved it. So, because there's a world, you know, it's kind of like the everyday that they can connect to, but then there's this world of wonder beyond. So, yeah, no, I think it'd be all right. I think we've said from 12 up. Is the recommendation. Just because, you know, I think if you're an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, you might kind of think, what are they talking about? But although the stories that the performers tell start from around that age of 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Like, it's the most, because they introduce the audience to the language and the poetic culture, and that's a world of infinite possibility. You know, the poets have written about every emotion under the sun. And then the first stories they share with the audience are those moments when, as a child, you feel a glimmer of something, you know, an infatuation or whatever, and then, boom, there's a taboo, you know. A teacher or a school principal or a parent says, no, you're not to talk to that person, you know, because they're not like us. They're, you know, you're Hazara and they're Tajik or they're Pashtun or something. So that's really interesting that some of their first experiences of life were like, well, here I am in high school. I'm in junior school, you know, primary school, and I'm reading these poems, and the teacher is teaching me these poems, which are about love of humanity, and we're all part of one human race. We all have to look after each other. And then out in the playground, I have to be careful that the Pashtun kids don't call me a dirty Hazara kid, and they're not going to bash me up. You know, so how do I navigate this world between the wisdom of the poets and the aspirations for social justice and, you know, love for my fellow humans that I might aspire to, and the kind of the harsh realities of the world. But in the end, love does win out.
And so, just quickly, where can we get tickets for the show, Paul?
So it's on the Sydney Festival website. So I would just go Dore Dari, D-O-R-R-E, Dari. So Dari is the name for the form of Persian that's spoken in Afghanistan. Dore Dari Sydney Festival. And you'll find it. And yeah, you can book online for your tickets to the show at Carriage Works, 20th to 24th of January.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Paul.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, and I hope to see you there.